You're listening to the Soul Inspired You podcast, a place where inspiration meets contemplation with your hosts, Beth Hewitt.
And me, Melissa Amos.
Together, we'll unravel the threads of inspiration and explore what moves and stirs our souls. So get ready for conversations that will ignite your spirit and expand your perspectives in the hope that we'll inspire you to live your own soul-inspired life.
Good morning, Beth.
Good morning, Mel.
How are we doing?
I'm good. The weather is sunny. We're going through that period where it's 10 seasons in one day. All of the seasons.
I just did the school run and I think I had three of those seasons.
I know, it's crazy, isn't it? I literally walked from one side of a car park to the other and experienced hail, sleet and sunshine yesterday.
So we're in changeable times then.
Yeah, change is here and change is good.
Change is good. So I wanted to talk to you about something specific today.
Okay.
Because somehow I know that you've just started your Reiki journey.
Yes.
And I think that there will be a lot of listeners who'll be very intrigued about how that feels from the beginning. For me, that beginning journey feels like a long time ago. So I'd just love to talk to you about how finding it, what's happening, what's going on, your understanding.
I love this.
Yeah, all about cool stuff.
Okay, I'm up for this.
So for the listeners, I'm teaching Beth Reiki in a really nice group. I'm super excited about you starting on this journey, personally. And I just want to know what drew you to Reiki and so far, how is it stacking up?
So I have felt energy for a long time and the physical feel of the energy was calling me even more and more. So I could literally feel in my hands that there were things happening in the work that I do. And so I think that was the call. That was the first inclination that I wanted to do something official with it, because I always felt like that energy was there and I just wanted to use it and know more about the energy and how I could use it. There was a bit of trepidation, I'll be completely honest, because I have had, I don't know, I felt around the symbols of Reiki that there was a little bit of resistance to them based on what other teachers have said in the past. But I felt with you and I felt with the Holy Fire Reiki, that it was different to other modalities of Reiki. So I just trusted my intuition that this was the right one to do. So that's what drew me to it, is that I have this energy. I could feel this energy getting more and more intense, and I wanted to be able to direct that and use that in the work that I do with the other modalities and the other kind of work that I do in the world as well.
Love that. It's interesting what you say about the symbols, because in the Reiki traditions, we have these three symbols or four symbols, and they are meant to be kept. Some people say the word secret.
Yeah.
I prefer the word sacred. And, you know, there's like nowadays, you can just Google Reiki symbols on the internet and they're all in there, but that wasn't always the case. They used to be very much only passed down from a Reiki teacher to Reiki student. And it's interesting that you felt a trepidation about that. And I think that's maybe one of the reasons why they're important to be kept within the community and within the teachings, because certainly from my point of view, the symbols aren't Reiki. The symbols won't really work if you're not attuned to Reiki. And it's interesting if it can put someone off doing it, if they weren't all just out there, then
yeah,
you wouldn't mind for it to be put off.
I think in the end, it was more about, I felt and understood that it was the intention that is behind the work and that there is nothing negative to come from that. I think it's come from, I've done previous trainings, I've done sutras and TM meditation, and there is a lot of talk in that sometimes the Reiki symbols can block certain things in that. And I think I've had such a great experience in that world, and that I didn't want to undo any of the work that I'd done. But for me, I know that intuitively that this is the right thing to do, and it is about the intention that I put behind it. I'm okay with that. But I think it's an interesting conversation and piece, because maybe I don't think people talk about this side of things. So I think it'd just be interesting to get your take on that as well.
It's the first time I have heard a lot of stuff about the symbols. And actually, we were sharing this in the call last night. The symbols aren't Reiki. The symbols are a directed intention, if you like.
Yeah.
And so just like we work symbolically as humans. If I asked you to picture, forgive me, two golden arches, then you would instinctively, probably most of you know what I'm talking about. And that would start to bring up either bodily responses of either salivation or disgust, depending on where you are on the scale, and essentially potentially memories and other things. And for some of you, that might even drive you to go and move towards having that for lunch, right? We are symbolic, and we work very symbolically. And in the Reiki teachings, the symbols are taught at Reiki 2. The idea is that you've already started with the Reiki energy, which is what Reiki is about. It's a healing energy. It's universal life force energy. And it's a direction of healing intent, essentially. When we start bringing the symbols in, they give us this, I suppose you could call them like a shortcut into the three intentions of the symbols, which are focus, power, which essentially is Reiki here, please now. Yeah, Reiki stay here, or Reiki enhance here. That's the meaning of the first one. The second one is about balance and healing. So it's the healing symbol, if you like. Yeah. So if you're working on anything that needs some, what is healing, it's coming back into homeostasis, it's coming back into balance. So this symbol is all around balance. It's not increasing or decreasing, it's balancing, depending on what it needs. And the third symbol is around distance, and it literally means no space, no time. So it can move through dimensions of time, space, and maybe even further, depending on your belief systems. But actually, the symbols aren't Reiki. There'll probably be some Reiki teachers that aren't going to know what I'm about to say, but you actually don't even ever need to use the symbols in Reiki if you don't want to, unless you're teaching it, and then you do. But it'll be interesting for you when you receive the symbols, how you begin to work with them and how you find them. And maybe you find that when you're doing certain work, you don't want to use them, or they don't even come into mind. Mm-hmm. Maybe you find, oh, look at that, like I'm seeing the power symbol, for example, come to me when I go to sit in meditation, because maybe that will anchor you to where you are, help you become more present. I don't know. The symbols don't always do the same thing in every situation. They hold the intention to increase balance or connect, essentially, depending on what it is that you're doing.
I'm going into this with an inquisitive mind, and for me, it's about understanding more the symbols. And I will use them as I intuitively feel, I think. I wonder if, because I don't like lined paper. I don't like being hemmed in a box. I like to be creative. And I'm wondering whether the symbols for me almost feels like this is, you don't teach it this way. You're very much how everybody experiences it is how they experience it. And there's not a one way. It's not like a tick box thing where everybody has exactly the same experience. And so I know that. However, I receive them, and however I work with them is exactly how I'm supposed to work with them. And you as a teacher would be absolutely fine with that. But I'm wondering whether it's this idea of a symbol representing something, and I don't like something representing something. I like to be so creative. Like there's a multitude of different ways of being. And I think that's maybe part of it as well. But I'm open. I'm here for it. Want to digest and learn everything, and I will use them and integrate them into however I want to use them.
It's to me that we'll probably use them exactly in the way they're intended. Yeah. Actually, because Reiki, we were talking about this last night as well in the training, that Reiki translates as universal life force energy. And it is, in its essence, a creative energy. Mm-hmm. If you think about life force energy and what it is, that same intelligence that changes the seasons and grows the plants and creates the 12 seasons in a day if you're in the UK at this time of year. And it has its own innate intelligence, yes, but also it is a very creative force. Whether that is the spring blossoming or the leaves falling off the tree, which we might associate with falling away or dying, there is still this growth going on. There is still this creation going on. There's still this continual spiral, if you like, continuing to move up. And Reiki really enforces that, the healing aspect of that, one of the higher aspects of that. And the symbols simply give you a direction in that, but you can use it in any way. And Master Asiri himself, who was the founder of Asiri Reiki, said, our job as practitioners is to improve the quality and the quantity of Reiki that we in the world. And if that's true, then that means that we are to use it and to create for this healing intention, whatever that is, whether that's for growth of you, whether that is for aligning to your purpose, whether that is to help other people, whether that is for physical, mental, emotional well-being, whether that is for writing a book. I used Reiki when I was writing my book.
The quality and quantity aspect was the thing that was most intriguing on the call last night. Because it was about, yes, this is about how I can create something new and more of something to the best of its ability and whatever that is. That was what really appealed to me in taking what we already know and infusing it even more with Reiki and creating something even more special to bring that to other people. Yeah, that was the bit that, ooh, that sounds good.
That, for me, that's like a big point with Reiki. I think many people teach it or go into learning it as a healing modality. I can now do this, and just like I might learn how to give a massage, or just like how I might learn tapping, or just like how I might learn whatever, now I can give Reiki. And yes, you can when you've done your Reiki training, but it's not that. It's how do I now, having this access at all times, I'm to do anything really complicated. At all times, I have access to this pure potential of creative, healing life force energy that, with the holy fire especially, helps me come back into my authentic self, heal those parts of me that I've had to try on, put on, or become in order to fit into the society that I'm in. How do I use that so that I can become more of me? And then as you do that, the healing comes with it. And then as I become more of me, then I become a better version of myself. And then as I become a better version of myself, then I'm automatically going to help other people. It's a knock-on effect. And it can actually be quite dangerous. Again, I might be shot down by some other Reiki teachers for saying this, but it can be quite dangerous when I come into that going, I'm learning Reiki so I can heal my pet child, partner, the world, my clients. Is not that it's you can do that, but it's not that. It's a personal journey of, I suppose you could say, enlightenment.
I'm loving it so far.
So tell us about your experience feeling, because you said that you've felt energy move through your hands before.
Yeah.
And now you have had the Reiki attunement or placement. The theory is that can increase it.
Yeah.
I wonder how your experience is with energetics now.
It's definitely increased it. I don't even have to say anything. It's just there. Incredibly warm. Interesting, though, last night, because you told us to do as homework, and I immediately, like a good little student, went away and went to bed and did my homework in bed. And when I placed my hands on myself, it actually went cold, like really cold, which I'd not really felt in the week prior. So it's very hot, like I can feel it all the time. But yes, when I placed it in all the different positions, cold.
Like, your hands were cold?
My hands were cold and then my body went cold, yeah. Yeah, and I wondered what was going on. And then I think I probably fell asleep, so I didn't get to internalise what was going on.
So how did it feel with the cold?
It just felt like that's what it was supposed to be. I don't. The only thing that's coming through is it was almost like a full circle kind of thing, like it's coming back on itself, if that makes sense.
Right. Like a circuit.
Yeah. Like it's whew, and then
Nice.
cold.
So I think, again, we can imagine, especially when you're doing a Reiki called Holy Fire, that it's going to be boiling hot. But essentially, it's energy. And energy, by its nature, is meant to move. That's what it wants to do. And emotion is energy in motion. Energy wants to move and transform and become. And the homework last night was self-Reiki. So I invited the group to place their hands on their body, to cover the whole body, and to channel the Reiki to receive self-healing, which is one of the amazing benefits of Reiki, right? You can, the power is always in your hands. And I found that when I'm giving self-Reiki, sometimes I actually feel very little in my hands, sometimes. And but I feel this peace or this comfort in my body.
Yeah.
That's okay. Sometimes my hands go boiling hot. And what I feel it's doing there is it's kind of burning, if you like, burning things away, right? Or it's this increasing energy. Sometimes I feel it go really cold. And when it's doing that, my, and this isn't true for everyone, but my experience is then it's almost like it's bringing a balance into the space.
Yeah.
That's not a fundamental truth that hot means this and cold means this, but this is how I've experienced it and interpreted it. The truth for me of what's happening is that we're tuning into an energy as we're placing our hands on or near the body. We're first of all tuning in, okay, there's something going on, and we start to feel a difference. That's the first thing. There's something that feels different to this. And then our brain goes, okay, that is hotter or colder, or that is stickier or smoother, or that is clearer or denser or whatever. And we use our senses to begin to interpret what it is that's going on. Quite a common one is that's hotter, that's colder. And then as we bring our hands onto or near that space, then the energy starts to do whatever it needs to do, because Reiki is a creative life force. It knows what to do. It knows how to turn the acorn into the oak tree, right? The energy then gets to work to bring that homeostasis or that balance. And sometimes we feel that, and sometimes we don't. Either way, it's working. Like, I've had points where I'll put my hands on my stomach and I'm not feeling anything in my hands, but suddenly, I don't know, it just feels quite comforting. And then all of a sudden, my stomach starts going, rrr, rrr, or I feel this movement going on when I'm digesting. And I love it when that happens, because then, especially early on in the journey, then it's like that proof to you, okay, something's going on. And when you do come to work with other people, if that is something that you choose to do, then you can learn to trust more. I don't have to feel everything in my hands. I don't have to know everything with my head. And I actually don't need to interpret whether something's burning away, balancing, removing, releasing, filling it. It doesn't, like, it actually doesn't matter. The Reiki will do what it needs to do, because our body knows how to heal. Are you a soul-inspired business owner who is ready to make real impact and income? Your offerings in the world are meant to be as unique as you are. And over 4 days, we will be leading you through with both strategy and energetics to help you craft a signature offer that reflects your essence so that you can create the impact and the income that you deserve. No more fitting into the boxes that we weren't meant to fit in. It is time to shine your light out in the world. Sign up at melissa-amos.com/shine and let your business radiate with purpose. And as practitioners, we are, if you like, creating the ultimate conditions, yeah, rest and repair, instead of what we're mostly in, fight and flight or freeze or fawn. We move through these stress periods for most of our days, a lot of us. When we're doing Reiki, our body goes, oh, okay, I'm safe here. I can begin to heal, balance, repair, relax. That's what we're doing.
I love it. I'm excited to learn more. So the other thing that I've seen is the colors. I think I mentioned that in the week one. So this yellow, which I thought was quite interesting given like the Sunny and Melon conversation we've had before and the joy, the yellow smarty, that I always knew that the yellow was significant. when we did the exercise last night with the partner, I saw a colour in them as well. So this is new to me. This is new kind of perception, seeing the colours in other people. So this is quite nice. Mm-hmm. But then as I did that, I was like, oh, do I need to bring my yellow in? Do you know what I mean? It was like, oh, like just questioning. Does the yellow need to come in now? Or is it that kind of thing? But try not to get too much in my head and just going with the flow a little bit.
Like, it is okay to get in your head because mm-hmm. you want to know. And you, Beth, by nature, you are very inquisitive and curious. Mm-hmm. And I think that's okay. And we'll discuss it more in the week. But there is this balance also between being very passive in Reiki mm-hmm. and being directive in Reiki. And you know, here I am going, Reiki is an intelligent force and you don't really need to do anything. But you do, because Reiki is coming through you, and you being naturally intuitive and open and also visual, and also with all the other work that you've done, mm-hmm. it's very likely that these other gifts and skills and talents that you have are going to come in and come through.
Yeah.
Now, we know, and probably better than anyone, that the intention is key to our life, yeah, and we're not passive in our creation. Life doesn't happen to us, life happens for us, and we are very much in power to be able to move and manipulate and begin to attract or experience what it is. And where does that start? That always starts with intention. Reiki is creative life force, it's always there. Why do you need a Reiki practitioner or a Reiki attunement to tune into it? It's a focused intention of Reiki here now. Reiki comes through me. I'm holding this power. I am opening myself up to, yes, my authentic self, my healing journey, my potential is important to me. Now I'm having an attunement, of course, yeah. learning to do that. And if we can combine this surrender, guidance, intelligence of Reiki, I'm tuning into this divine intelligence, or okay, I'm getting the color yellow. What is the color yellow? It's a frequency. I'm seeing with my eyes or my inner eyes a frequency of yellow, which to me means joy and yeah. happiness and all of this. Okay, that's interesting. With experience, maybe it will be, okay, more yellow here. Maybe experience will be, okay, what's the opposite color to balance it out? Is it too mm-hmm. yellow? Reiki won't do any harm. It doesn't really matter. I think Reiki will always like win in the situation, if you like.
Yeah.
Because it's always working towards your highest good. But when we can truly bring those two things together, that intuitive guidance and that focused intention in with this force that is, I'm moving towards your healing, your purpose and your greatest good, then real magic can start to happen.
Yeah. Yeah, like there's no resistance for me wanting to bring it in. It was just more of a, do I do this now? Those kind of thoughts that go through your mind. Yellow for me is joy and is the highest vibration, emotion. And I think if somebody is, and I take myself in this as well, not just somebody I might be working on, but if somebody or myself needs to reconnect to joy, then placing that and having that within the session, it's almost, again, it's not me turning the switch on for somebody, or it's almost just, this is here, it's in the Reiki, it's infused right. in the Reiki, and then it's accessible,
right,
especially for people that maybe feel that joy is yeah. out of touch. The other thing that mm-hmm. came through incredibly strongly the first week was this sense of home, and I'm interested to see how this develops, because I feel like this is going to be quite significant. Those feelings and emotions that feel like home to people. Mm. And it's hard to describe that, I think, because everybody's version of home, what that means is very different. But there's something in that energy of home, of safety, of boundary, of unconditional love, of familiarity, can't say that I think we all desire.
Yeah.
Maybe on some level. And I think there's going to be something in the work that I do in the future around bringing people maybe both back to joy. And I see them as two separate things. But in my attunement, everything that I saw was very much visions of home, the vision of connection, the memories of being young, the unconditional love of a family. And I appreciate not everybody has that. People have brought up in very different situations, and home life might have been very turbulent, But for me, I'm very blessed to have that support mechanism around me. And I think as we grow older and we move into our own homes and own worlds and create our own versions of life, it's very easy to forget that there's this base level of home and sanctuary that we maybe take for granted. And that was very much in my attunement. It was a bird's eye view, literally boundaries of my home, almost like the location that I'm in and how far that stretched out. And there were snippets of primary school and teachers and family life and memory and grandmas and grand, you know, and my dad and all of these things all merging together to bring me back to this feeling of home. And so that is something that I can anchor into more just generally, but also I feel like that is part of my journey will be to, and I already do this a little bit in some aspects of the work that I do, but I think there's going to be more of a focused piece of work around helping people anchor into this sense of home, because it's very empowering. Even if your home right now isn't calm, that doesn't mean that you can't create what that homely feeling means to you.
I remember you and shared that on your post. Mm-hmm. And it's true, Reiki does bring you home. And again, like you said, we've all had different home life experiences. Mm-hmm. And even those of us who have had the best home life on paper, mm-hmm. they're still going to have been traumas that we'd internalized, even though they're known as little T traumas, like little things, or somebody said something and we've internalized it. One comment from a teacher and all of it, like the things come up for us. But this sense of home is actually something that's quite different than actually, well, what was I as a child? Because if you think about the essence of home, it's where we've come from, it's where we've incarnated from. And often that's what we're trying to get back to. And if we do that in unhealthy ways, that's often where we find ourselves in addictions, in certain personalities, the funny things that we do as humans.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If we keep breaking it down, it's we're trying to find this sense of peace or enlightenment or even joy, and we don't know how. Mm-hmm. Now, what is home? If you think of it in the best sense, it's safety, it's comfort, it's that holding. And it's, if you imagined the essence of Mother Earth, that's home. And if you think of that in an energy body point of view, that's our lower chakras, our root. Mm-hmm. And this is the space that needs to feel right in order for any of the other experiences to happen. And yes, we can get so far, but if we don't feel safe, if we don't feel secure, if we don't feel like we're in the right place, then we're only going to get so far. It's psychology, it's energy, it's all of the things. There's been many papers on this. And I think what Reiki does is it brings you that sense of, okay, I'm here as a soul in a human, and this is the place that I'm meant to be right now.
Yeah.
And yes, that for some of us, that will bring a whole healing journey and curiosity and shedding and all the things that come with that. And for some, it will be that reminder. And from what I'm hearing from you, it's like that anchoring in a remembrance of who we were as a baby, as a child, when we were so close to that soul of ours. And we knew, we were like, I'm coming down here and I'm going to experience this stuff, and I'm going to learn this about me, and I'm going to grow in this way, and I'm going to have this evolution. And yes, things might be tough and hard, but I'm going to remember my essence, and that's going to bring me through. Reiki reconnects you. It doesn't give you that. You've already got it, but we forget it. Mm-hmm. It's gone. We've moved from home, right? We've started our own thing. We're busy with our jobs and our lives and our families and our phones and all the things that are bringing our awareness outside. The Reiki seems to anchor back in that, I'm here for a reason. I'm safe where I am. Now, where do I go?
Yeah.
What do I choose? So I love mm-hmm. that. And I can imagine with your work, when you're really helping people move into this aligned, created, powerful version of themselves, that what a great place to start. Well, we start from home and from here and from where we are now. Yeah. And we know how to navigate to where we want to get to.
I think it's also because often, especially when people create a vision, that bridge from where they are now to where they want to go can feel like pretty daunting. Like, how am I going to go through all of these steps? And I think there's comfort in the fact that we go through those steps and we do transform and we do change, but we're still anchored into this sense of home and where you are. Like, you're not going to be adrift in the sea, just bobbing up and down in a boat and seeing where that takes you. You're still anchored into that essence of home. And I think it's very telling that I still live 5 minutes away from where I was born. And I have a really strong desire for travel. I love traveling, but my home is my home. And I don't feel I'll ever leave this, because I feel like it's got a very powerful energy, the place that I live right now. And I think it's very telling that the home is starting to come out more. And yet I've always intuitively never really wanted to leave. I left for university, but came back. That's about as far as I went. And even then, it was only like 10 miles away. So I'm anchored here, and there's certainly lots of magical, mystical places and memories. And I think that's what the attunement was showing me. There was a lot of forests and bluebells and all kinds of different things popping up from like memories that were centered in my home, and to be able to see the bird's eye view of like how far that goes out, because it's not a tiny little space. Like, I live in it's not even a village, like a hamlet, and then there's villages around it, but it's quite a wide, like, that space that I saw, it's quite a big area. And yeah, it was nice to, there was comfort in the boundaries of the home as well.
Love it.
Mm-hmm.
Finding that space of home wherever you are,
mm-hmm.
and actually connecting with that essence of the bluebells, mm-hmm. even if you're on the other side of the world, is possible. And we'll discuss that more in the Reiki 2 when we talk more about the symbols. But it's life changing. But you're absolutely right. It's where it all begins, with this sense of who am I. Where am I? Yeah. Who am I? Where am I? And from there, we can build everything.
So what are we going to talk about today? And I thought, Mel will know. Mel will know what we're going to talk about today.
I'd love to hear your experiences, either with Reiki or where you are now with it, or if you've also been in that space of, oh, I'd love to, but I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. Get in touch. We'd love to hear your experiences and questions around all of this. Hey, listener. We hope you enjoyed today's episode and that you feel able to embrace those moments in your life that speak to your soul. Connect with us and subscribe to the podcast at soulinspiredyou.com, or get in touch with us at soulinspiredyou@mail.com, where we can keep those soulful conversations going. Remember to stay inspired and curious so that you can live your best soul-inspired life.